Chad Simpkins is the pastor at Varsity Church in Chapel Hill. He and his family moved here a few years ago and were surprised to hear that child hunger is more common in the community than you might think. Simpkins says it certainly surprised him.
I grew up in North Carolina in Winston-Salem, and I always thought Chapel Hill was kind of this safety zone where there were no issues. And then to hear that just blew us out of the water. And so we've got to do something about that. What can we begin to do on a small scale?
The church has found several answers to that question with a handful of different programs. One of those programs takes off this weekend for the second year in a row.
We are packaging 10,000 meals on Sunday, December the 8th.
That's right, 10,000 meals. Simpkins, church members, and community volunteers are packing those meals for children in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Orange County, and Durham. It's for a nonprofit program known as Feed 10,000.
Child hunger affects so much of a child's life, not just they don't have food, it affects their educational abilities and, of course, brings a lot of stress within the families. This is more than just feeding stomachs. We feel like it's feeding the minds, too, if you will.
Simpkins says he doesn't expect to resolve the issue of local child hunger in one weekend, but he says he hopes it brings awareness to the issue. He says he hopes people are motivated to take action.
The resources are here. I really believe that there shouldn't be any children, any family in our community that goes hungry. But like you and like me and our family, not knowing that need is there is a big problem. And so anything we can do to be able to get the word out and to get people involved and to see us begin to make a bigger dent in child hunger is great. There shouldn't be a kid here in this community that ever goes to bed hungry.
300 volunteers packed the cafeteria at Smith Middle School last year. Simpkins says it looks like they will do the same thing this season. So if you want to volunteer, he says, sign up before the spaces fill up.
We want to make a difference in this community, but we also know we can't do it on our own. And we want to do it with people in the community, whether they're a part of our church or not.
To find out how you can help, you can find the story on our website, chapelboro.com. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.